We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Morning Mess.
It's time for another one. Ladies and gentlemen, probably your favorite part of our show. It's the staycation setups. We are going to say good morning to Michael.
Morning. Morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're probably better than what's going through your mind, because we hear that you have a feeling that your girl Kendra's cheating on you.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed out.
So, Michael, you're with your girl Kendra. Why do you think that she's cheating on you now? We're supposed to be staying at home.
Yeah, that's the problem, because we're separated during this corona mess. So at the moment, we're long distance, I guess you would call it, just because she's with her family in Austin, Texas, and I'm here in Phoenix.
Oh.
Is she a big girl?
What?
They say everything's bigger in Texas. I was just wondering. You like them thicker than a Snicker like I do. Hello.
No, she has a big heart, I'm sure. Please continue, my guy.
That's what I meant.
Oh, my God. Well, we've been separated for, like, 2 months now. So we were talking the other day, and she told me that she's been craving physical attention, which I totally get. I mean, I am too, but she kind of freaked me out because she suggested that we hook up with other people so that we can, like, relieve tension, as she put it, and I'm super not okay with that.
She wanted a hall pass.
What a pass, hello.
Yeah.
Wait, did you tell her you weren't okay with that?
Yeah, of course, but I mean, I'm not okay with that, period. But on top of it, like, there's, like, a deadly virus.
Right.
So maybe
HIV,
right. For, like, a hookup.
Oh, my God. Don't do that, Joey. No, you're absolutely right, because that's immediately what went through my mind. Whether your relationship was open or not, we're supposed to be socially distant from people. So how would that even work? Like, was she going into details of how she wanted to open up the relationship?
Not really, because I pretty much immediately was like, I'm not feeling that at all. And she got kind of irritated, but we argued, she got mad. And
okay,
so why do you think that she's not following up with that promise then?
Because since we talked, she's been really distant, and I don't know, I can't get, like, the thought out of my head that maybe she's, I don't know, seeing someone else.
I get what you're saying. If she mentioned that she wanted to cheat, she probably is going to act on it and not tell you. Because at least at first she suggested an open relationship, and now she's going to get hers however she can.
I mean, I hope that's not true, but it's definitely like a thought in my head.
We're hoping that it's not. Is there anybody in particular then? I mean, I know that she's all the way out in Austin. I'm not familiar with Austin, Texas, but do you know of anybody?
Everything's bigger in Austin, Texas.
Okay, we get it, Joey. Is there anybody that you suspect, Michael?
No, not specifically.
Well, you know what? Let's just do the staycation. Let's call her up, Michael. We're going to do the staycation setup where Niche plays the front desk clerk at the Aurora Hotel. We're going to offer a free romantic hotel stay. And Anish, you have that one question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
And hopefully she says your name. If she doesn't, then we give you the show and you can ask all the questions you want. If you want to give her a second chance, or if you want to dump her live on the air, that's my cup of tea, but it's up to you.
Okay.
And just so you know, we also have counseling services, okay?
I was thinking, instead of telling her the hotel is in Phoenix, maybe you could say it's in, like, San Antonio or something, which is an hour away.
Oh, okay, right, because she's not here. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, because an offer out here in the Valley might not work best considering her location. I can do that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that would make total sense. It would make total sense. Okay. If she's cheating, everything's bigger in Texas, but everything's tighter in Arizona. I will mention that, Michael, okay?
Excuse me?
We stay what? Tight out here. All right, hold on right there, man. We're going to do the staycation setup. Morning Mess. It's the Morning Mess back with a staycation setup. Listen, we spoke to Michael. These hall passes, man, in relationships, or these maybe we should see other people, doesn't always go right, because Michael's in a long distance relationship. He's here in Phoenix. She's out in Austin, Texas. She basically asked you, Michael, to see other people's.
Yeah, she wanted to like have the freedom to hook up while we're separated.
But just to be clear, she didn't want to break up. She just wanted to, I guess, open up the relationship so she can get some.
Hello.
Yep, basically.
Which would be okay if you both were on the same page with that. You weren't. But now you're suspecting that she might be, since she's all the way out in Austin, Texas, and you're out here.
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering what's going on.
You want to stay in a faithful relationship. Didn't sound like she wanted to, so here we are. So what we're going to do is do the staycation setup for you, Michael. Anish is going to call her up pretending he's a front desk clerk at the Aurora Hotel, offer her a free romantic hotel, and you did state that make it a hotel maybe in, did you say San Antonio?
Yeah.
That way, it makes more sense since she's all the way in Austin, Texas. Hopefully, when he asks who she wants to put on the reservation, she says your name. If not, then we'll go from there, and you can tell her how you feel about her live on the air, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
There you go. Just take that deep breath. Let's wish for the best.
Yeah.
And remember, everything's bigger in Texas, but everything's tighter in Arizona. Remember that, guys.
What does that even mean?
Don't. Okay. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Kendra?
Yeah.
Howdy, Kendra. My name is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. It's really awesome. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite, add in a honeymoon package, and I was calling just to confirm some details with you. But first, wanted to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
No, thank you.
Are you sure about that, ma'am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, just for you to know, we just opened up this location in the San Antonio area. We wanted to get your help to build our presence online. So we were hoping you could stay here and in return review your experience on Google and Yelp, maybe?
Is anything comped?
Oh, yeah. No, the whole weekend stay in itself is comped, so there'd be no deposits, fees, or taxes for the penthouse suite, which is very nice, as well as the honeymoon package, so it's designed to be a romantic weekend just to set the mood for somebody special in your life.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much, Kendra. I have a few questions to go over for your reservation. Is it okay if we get started right now?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Okay, so Kendra, with this free romantic weekend stay, we started off by presenting your guest a personalized note, and we can't have it addressed from you, so you can set the mood right. Is there like a special message you'd like to leave your guest?
You can write, "I can't wait to escape with you."
Okay. I do have that down here now, Kendra. So my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? Your guest's full name is needed for us to continue.
Oh. You know.
Hello.
Tyler Richards.
Oh.
What the f***, Kendra? Are you f***ing serious?
Hello.
Hey, Kendra, really quick. We have to let you know that you're live on the radio right now, Kendra. We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Can you please tell me who Tyler is?
Oh, and Michael, your boyfriend's on the line.
Yeah.
Well, you have nothing to say? Seriously?
Maybe our mouth is full.
at least I was nice enough to ask for a hall pass. I mean,
nice enough?
Do you want to talk about the pictures I got sent from your brother's bachelor party? With you and a stripper?
What?
But a lap dance is a lot different than you hooking up with somebody at a hotel.
It was not a lap dance.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get closer to this mic.
Okay.
Michael?
Wow. So I asked for a hall pass.
So this is revenge?
I asked for a hall pass.
I got a lap
dance. And you didn't get a lap dance, honey. I saw all the pictures.
Wait, Michael, what is she talking about?
She's very confused. I mean, I never got private anything. I mean, I was at brother's bachelor party, and there was a stripper, at which she knew about, so I don't really know what this has to do with anything. She's obviously trying to...
What I didn't know about or approve of was the job.
Oh!
Wait.
So, again, I was nice, and I asked for a hall pass. I could have brought everything up in private, but I was nice and asked for a hall pass, and you want to do this on the air, so.
Okay, so this is revenge. All right.
It is now, yeah.
Well, hold on, Michael. You left a big part of this out. Is this true?
Are you f***ing kidding me, Kendra? I didn't get a from a stripper.
Dude, I can give you the pictures. I saved them.
I would love to see them, because I told you the second that I got home that I drank, and I had a crazy time with my brother and his friends, and there was a stripper.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand. The whole stripper thing has nothing to do with that you're cheating on your man. You know, you could have just left him or say you're out of the relationship, right? You could have just done that.
Thank you. I didn't know that you were, like, this vengeful and this, like, full of hate for me. God, I mean, if you thought that I hooked up with a stripper, maybe you could have, like, approached me and talked to me about it. Anyway, I think she's completely making this thing up about the stripper because she's only saying this because she feels guilty.
No, I think that you guys are both just in completely different pages and states, and maybe you both need to put pause on the relationship because neither of you are being faithful.
No, I don't need a pause. This is an end. This is an end of the relationship. Oh, so,
okay. I mean, we don't live together anyway, so.
Yeah, it should be easy. Right. So y'all don't need counseling. Y'all good. Just go your separate ways.
No, I can cut and dry.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate this, actually. You're
welcome.
I am going to take the counseling for myself, and I'm just going to go.
Let's just do a twofer. Michael and Kendra, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure so I can hang up on both of you. Hold on.
What?
Yeah, you know what? That might be the easiest staycation we've ever done because they don't belong together.
Definitely not.
How horny do you have to be if you're cheating with a hobo? Seriously.
Okay, it wasn't a hobo, but that's not the point anyway.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.